Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese Premier Li Cheng held a symposium with overseas buyers attending the 135th session of the China Import and Export Fair in Guangzhou. Overseas representatives say the Canton Fairs played an important role in promoting trade exchanges and friendly relations between China and other countries. They say they'll use the fair as a platform to continue expanding business in China. Premier Li said the history of the Canton Fair is a history of companies from all over the world sharing China's opportunities and achieving mutual benefit. Launched in 1957 and held twice yearly, the fair is considered a major gauge of China's foreign trade. China's top economic planner says the country's economic structure continues to optimize with improved quality and efficiency. This follows China's GDP growth of 5.3% in the first quarter, beating market expectations. Liu Suxia with the agency says the economy has gotten off to a good start.
The National Development and Reform Commission will continue to intensify efforts to carry out key tasks such as building a modern industrial system, expanding domestic demand, comprehensively deepening reform, expanding high-level opening up, and promoting coordinated urban-rural development.
Official data shows that China's value-added industrial output went up 6.1% in the first quarter. The service sector also registered accelerated growth, as service consumption contributed more than 55% of the economic growth during the period. Hezbollah says it's launched an attack with guided missiles and drones on the headquarters of an Israeli military reconnaissance center in western Galilee, north of Israel. The Lebanese armed group said the attack, in response to the Israeli killings of its members and commanders, has inflicted casualties among crew members of the center. Meantime, Israel's Megan David Adam Rescue Service reported 13 injuries, four of them severe, due to the Hezbollah attack. In response, the Israeli army launched an air raid on the origin of the launches and hit a military building belonging to Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. At least 75 people have died in Somalia from cholera since January amid a significant rise in new cases. The country's Ministry of Health has reported more than 7,200 new cases so far, and 60% of them were classified as severe. The ongoing cholera outbreak is mainly attributed to a growing number of people with limited access to safe water and adequate sanitation facilities. The United Nations said El Niño-induced flooding in the last quarter of 2023 has significantly impacted many areas in Somalia, causing further spikes in cholera cases. Preparations are underway to launch China's Shenzhou 18 crewed spaceship. It'll be China's first manned mission to space this year. The China Manned Space Agency says the facilities and equipment at Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China are in good condition. Sun Ye has more.
On Wednesday morning, the Shenzhou 18 spacecraft and its Long March 2F carrier rocket were moved to the launch site. Final checks will be performed in the coming days before a new crew is sent to replace the Shenzhou 17 crew at the Tiangong Space Station. China now sends two manned missions to the Tiangong Space Station every year, and the present Shenzhou 17 crew has been at the space station since late last October, after the Shenzhou 17 crew members received the incoming taikonauts in Tiangong, and the handover is complete, they will head back home.
U.S. carmaker Tesla will break ground in Shanghai in May on its new megafactory project capable of producing 10,000 megapacks a year. As Tesla's first energy storage megafactory project outside the U.S. market, it's expected to go into mass production in the first quarter of 2025. The megapack's a powerful battery that provides energy storage and support, helping to stabilize the grid and prevent outages. Tesla already operates a gigafactory in Shanghai, which delivered its first batch of made-in-China vehicles in 2019. China Media Group's unveiled its Integrated Media Communications Service plan for the 2024 Olympic Games. As the international media organization with the most bids for the Paris Olympic Games, China Media Group will build a multi-channel and multi-terminal integrated media matrix to carry out all-round coverage of the Games. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.